time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Happy Friday, as Jill Metter would always say, or will say, always does, always will. As a matter of fact, she came out this morning, met us out here west of town at Gail and Rick's land, and helped us work preg check cows, separate the calves, fence line weaning the calves. Starting today, a little warm for it, but they look like they're ready for it. And Dr. Mouse was out there. Boy, do I have a story about Dr. Mouse here in just a little bit. We'll take that up here shortly. Anyway, got them all done. Let's check out some weather. Currently, the coolest spot in Oklahoma is northwestern Oklahoma, with Buffalo being 82 degrees. The warmest spot is Hollis, Oklahoma, in southwestern Oklahoma. 99 degrees, it's 90 at Cherokee, 94 at Bessie, 96 at Altus, 89 at Cheyenne. And let's see here, out here in Texas Panhandle, 100 degrees at Esteline, 98 at Wellington, 97 at Dozer, 93 at Canadian, and 97 degrees at Odell. So, first of all, this is the Wheeler General Store. Happy Cap Hour. More on the Wheeler General Store coming up here shortly. First things first, let's see what happened overnight in the ag world. Traders are still suggesting Ukraine's shipping challenges as the country's conflict with Russia continues. The markets are also considering what will happen to drought maps in many parts of the Corn Belt that don't get rain very soon. And I'll have a little on your drought map coming up later on the show. In overnight trading, corn futures were down 6 cents at 527. The trading range is 8 cents. August soybeans have a trading range of 23 cents with the latest prices down 21 at 1511. In the wheat complex, Chicago Board of Trade wheat is down 10 cents. Minneapolis wheat is down 6 pennies, and Kansas wheat futures was down a nickel. The spring wheat crop tour in North Dakota suggests we are likely to see yields below last year. The bulls will want to see proof of poor yields before they jump on the long side. He also explains that the burden is on the bulls to keep any price rally going. If headlines do not provide some fresh news soon, then we could see prices drift lower in the coming days. Export sales on corn, soybeans, and wheat all rose week to week. According to the data from the United States Department of Agriculture, corn sales in the 7 days that ended on July 20th rose 33% from the previous week to 314,000 metric tons. That's up 15% from the prior four-week average. Mexico was the big buyer, 175,900 metric tons. For the 23-24 marketing year that began September 1st, sales were reported at 335,800 metric tons. Soybean sales, meanwhile, were noticeably up from the previous weeks and surged 73% from the prior four-week average. Sales of 544,600 metric tons from the 23-24 marketing year were primary China, 275,000 metric tons, followed by Mexico, 70,300, and Egypt come in there at 63,000 even metric tons. Wheat export sales of 233,200 metric tons for the 23-24 marketing year was up 37% from the previous week, but down 17% from the prior four-week average. Weather in our farm belt does not look very good. The National Weather Service has issued an excessive heat warning for portions of South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, in Ohio for much of this today. A heat advisory in effect for several other states, and we're one of them. The National Weather Service in Des Moines expects dangerously hot conditions with heat index values up 110 degrees Fahrenheit, up to 110 degrees Fahrenheit from central and southern Illinois and Iowa. I kind of misprinted that. It said it was up 110 degrees, but no, it's up to. There we go. In Kansas, heat index values are 104 to 112 possible today and tomorrow. People working outside are encouraged to reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Drink plenty of fluids, wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing, take frequent breaks, and according to the OSHA. How's that? Yeah, let's see. Jill was driving a truck today that didn't have air conditioner in. I don't know what was going on with that, but hopefully she gets the hay hauling done before it gets really warm. Currently here it's 94 degrees at the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, 34% humidity. I got up super early this morning about 3:30, babysat my hay till it's time to go preg check cows, and it never got tough enough. It just crumbled that feed. So no good luck there on baling some hay this morning. But according to my handy dandy little weather app on my phone, supposedly in the morning there's a slight chance of humidity in the Beckham County area, and then really good chance for a couple hour baling window Sunday morning according to my app. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, got that done. We'll come over, and I got the cows in, put some feed out, fresh Bermuda grass bale for the calves that were weaning. Got that out, got the cows in. Jill, Rick, Gail, me, Ronnie, and Dr. Mouse started doing the preg check cows. We only like four or five cows, and I seen Dr. Mouse over there doing some kind of dance. I was hoping it was a rain dance, but it was a red ant dance. I didn't see it, and I guess nobody did, but we had a red ant bed right next to the chute, and oh man, she, poor Dr. Mouse, she got hammered on her leg. She got some major bites on there. So anyway, but now I get to brag about her. We were 100% on our preg check, and there was we'll go with 95-97% AI, and the other, there was 25 cows, and two of them were bred by bulls. How's that? That's pretty good. So even in the conditions we had back in April when it was AI, and it got a little hot and it was dry there. But anyway, so I get to brag on Dr. Mouse. 100% basically AI success. 2 out of 25 was bred by the bulls. So anyway, thank you very much, Dr. Mouse, for that. It was good. We're all happy, and hope your red ant bites get better and get that going on. Because after that, Ronnie was running the head gate. her feet kept moving. they were never still for a half a second, because I didn't have any red ant bait or anything to even diesel to burn them up. So that was all good. So anyway, it was all good. Got everything done. Let's take a Wheeler General store break, and when I come back, we'll have some more on update on the current grain markets, update on the cattle markets. I got some updates on some average of some steers and heifers sold in northern Oklahoma. Elk City Livestock Auction is going on right now, and Fairview has a breed sale coming up pretty quick. So we'll be right back with all that information.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. From pump to pivot,
Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
I open new accounts, CDs, IRAs, help our customers with online banking, order debit cards, anything that has to do with checking accounts, savings accounts, opening those up for new customers or helping our existing customers with any issues or things that they might have with an account. They want customer service. They want someone to just know who they are, and they want someone that they can trust. I'm Tori Ashpaw, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust at Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hypro. For Hypro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
A good afternoon to Jimmy's great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, July 21st. 987 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 307 brought 328. 7 at 474 brought 292. 5 at 489 brought 290. 4 at 548 brought 275. 9 at 563 brought 270. 3 at 630 brought 257. 4 at 781 brought 232. 6 head of heifers at 410 brought 284. 5 at 426 brought 266. 7 at 554 brought 244. 4 at 599 brought 261. 8 at 603 brought 234. 5 at 789 brought 214.50. 9 at 792 brought 213. Butcher cows were 60 to 116. Butcher bulls brought 119 to 139. Bred cows were 1150 to 2275. Pairs brought 600 to 2900. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
XIT Auctions will be selling a good farm equipment auction Saturday, August the 5th, just east of Altus, Oklahoma. Trucks, tractors, trailers, a nice combine, and much more. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. That's Saturday, August the 5th, 7 miles east and 3 miles north of Altus, Oklahoma. Check all the details out on the web at xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's go with Goodlet, Texas, down here in the very southwest corner of Oklahoma across the Red River. Currently it's 100 degrees, heat index is 99, humidity's 24, dew point's 57, the winds are out of the south at 8 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 12. Peak wind gusts so far today, 22 miles an hour. 3.6 inches of rain have fallen in Goodlet so far this month, and most of it the first part of the month. 8-inch soil temperature, 87 degrees. So there you have it. Okay, let's check up out on the markets. Let me refresh them here real quick. Current grain markets down. Everything is in the red today except soybean oil. I hate to tell you that, but it is. September corn, 524. December, 533. March, 545. Soybeans for August, 1498. Down over 34 to be exact. September 1433, November 1384. Soybean meal for August 45.30, down over 9. September 434, October 412. Soybean oil for August 6920, September 6615, October 6385. Hard red winter wheat, September 855, down over 10 today, 868 for December. Oats for September 424 and 441 for December. Cotton is hanging in there around 86 cents a pound for October. December is 84 cents a pound. Oil's down about 31 cents. The crude oil for West Texas is September 79.78, October 79.38. Natural gas up actually in the green today. September's 261 and October is 273. November looking a little up there a little bit, over $3, and that's for November at 316. Live cattle. Everything's in the green with cattle or feeders. Live is August 178.20, October 179.35, December is 183.50, February is 187.40. Feeder cattle for August 245.22, September is 248.72. Lean hogs for August, it's even up at 102.92. And October is 84.90, and December is 76.97. So what I do is I go up here to some of the sale barns, like Fairview, Beaver, Woodward, and I just look at some of the prices. I'm gonna go over with you what's happened so far in this week. Compared to last week, feeder steers are steady to $3 higher. Heifers are steady. Steer calves look like they're steady everywhere. Heifer calves were steady and demand was moderate. Quality's been average on at all of them. So let's check out some prices. Let's start with some four weights. Some 404 unwing, 325. 469 wing, 258. And we got 489 unwinged ones was 281. Five weights anywhere from 249 to 294. Some six weights 249 to 270. Seven weights were anywhere from 237 to 247, and these are all steers. And then on eight weights anywhere from 230-250 to 239-50. Nice price for 800 pound steer. And then on the nine weights, 217 to 230-250, and on 1,000 pounds, 225-50. So it's $2,250 for a 1,000 pound steer. All right, let's check out some prices on the heifers. We got some four weights anywhere from 274 to 303. Five weights, 240, 239 to 271 is what I wrote down here. And then on some six weights, 222 to 257. Some seven weight heifers, 221 to 228 was top end in northern Oklahoma. And then on some eight weights, 213 to 224. And some thousand pounders, 175 per 100 weight. So there you go. Pretty nice prices for cattle. Be interested to see what happens at Elk City today. Okay, let's see here what else we got going on here. Oh, today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. So the Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They've been a Hi-Pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside of Wheeler, Texas, they look forward to serving you. Easy to find. South side of the road, east side of Wheeler. south side of 152 to be exact. So anyway, update, I just want to remind people from special agent here in Western Oklahoma for the department, Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. They're still looking for some cows and a bull. It's got, I think, one red one, four black cows, and a black bull. They all have the D3 brand on them on their left hip. They've recovered four of them. These are cattle from the ones that were stolen down in Greer County, south and east of Wheeler, along with the trailer and a couple lawnmowers. And they are found some of those cows along the highway and county roads. Some farmers or some people have reported them in. So anyway, keep your eye out in your pasture somewhere along 152, south or north of it, between basically Burns Flat, Junction 44 there, and over towards there. Keep your eyes out for some extra cattle and report them to your sheriff's department. Beckham County will probably be right there. But anyway, report it to the authorities. How's that? Anyway, they would appreciate it. Trying to get these all recovered and back to the rightful owners. So anyway, let's take a Wheeler General Store break. When I come back, I didn't get to do the hay report. I got some hay prices for you. That seems to be the number one question going on out there right now. What's the hay markets doing? So we'll discuss that a little more when I come back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I might introduce myself. I'm Clarence Robinson from Arapahoe, Oklahoma. Well, what I decided to do one day, I have a my wife, she had a 2019 Rogue, and I wanted to update. And so I decided that I go over to Wendy's because that's the closest Nissan dealer in Western Oklahoma. And I didn't want to have to go all the way to Oklahoma City. From there, it was all positive. So I went over there, and I met this girl, Cassie. I told her what I wanted to do, and she says, well, I've got a Rogue out here on the lot you might want to look at. I think you'll like it. And so I was wanting something that I could use GPS for traveling, you know. And well, this had it. Had it all built in already. Didn't have to do nothing but push a little button, and that was it. I saw like that. They gave me a heck of a trade-in. Didn't have to squabble with them or anything. They're very professional, very courteous, and upfront and honest. I decided that I go over to Wendy's. Now I'm the owner of a 2023 Rogue.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with a seed.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field. Or you're on a construction site and your truck tire's flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Let's go with, I don't know. Let's go with the May Ranch. It's been a while since I have talked about the May Ranch up there on the Kansas-Oklahoma border. Let's check it out here. And come on. There we go. There we go. 86 degrees, feels like 87. Heat advisory until 8 o'clock, basically tomorrow evening. Anyway, 64 is the dew point. Humidity is 47. They must have got a shower up there. Southwest winds out at 9 miles an hour out of the southwest. 8:48 p.m. will be your sunset. Today, hot, 101. Got a chance of thunderstorms tonight. Tomorrow, hot, 101, 99, 101, and 103. There's your long range forecast. Pretty easy to go about that. Hey, we just got a text message here right before the show started, and I want to send out best wishes and hope you get to feeling better. Sean Wilson, our own Sean Wilson here in the, everybody knows him, Mr. Expert with fireworks while handling them. Anyway, he had open heart surgery today, had a valve replaced and a bypass and all that good stuff. He is out of surgery and doing well. So everybody, just keep your fingers crossed and send prayers to Mr. Sean Wilson to get well and get back to work. So there you go. Have that going on. Okay, let's check out some hay prices real quick. Up to date. There they are. All right. Looks like, so I had a lot of calls in the past 2 weeks because I hear things, so people call me, and I don't mind at all what's going on with the hay market. Obviously, pretty much the grass hay market has softened up quite a bit because there's a lot of grass, if nobody's noticed, in Oklahoma and Texas being baled up, and it's starting to burn up a little bit. It probably still got a little bit of flavor left in it. So it's softened up, and I'm sure you can get into some irrigated Midland 99 Bermuda or something like that, or Midland. It might cost a little more because it's primo stuff. But anyway, it's I've been hearing anywhere from $65 a bale to $80 a bale for just out of the pastures, you know, not irrigated or anything. I've been hearing up to $100-$125 a ton if you want to look at it that way. And so that's what I've been hearing. Everybody's different, but there's a lot of hay on the ground right now as far as grass. But the other hay, like alfalfa and maybe some pea hay or some really good wheat or rye hay from earlier in the year, still anywhere from $90 to $125 a ton for some rye hay, and up to probably around 125 tons, dollars a ton for good wheat hay. And then alfalfa, man, alfalfa's just been steady the last 2 or 3 years, anywhere from $260 to $300 for irrigated alfalfa hay, and I'm sure around $225 to $250 for dryland alfalfa. Just what I'm hearing, it may be different. Guys might be selling it for more or less. I don't know. That's just what I hear. So let's see what the USDA has to say about the hay market. So on alfalfa prices, let's just go from the top. This is all premium. California's $290 to $320. Colorado's $260 to $285. Iowa's $200 to $360. Quite a bit of difference there. Kansas is $290 to $360, with $360 being delivered. Missouri, $200 to $300. Nebraska, $250 to $300. New Mexico, $250 to $350. Oklahoma, anywhere from $225 to $250, both of those being delivered, and this is premium. Texas, $340 to $425. Washington, $310. Wisconsin, $265. So basically a little bit of variances there. All depends on the quality, premium or good or whatever. And grass hay prices, so let's check out that, because there's not really a lot on the available here from the USDA. And 275 California, Iowa 215 to 290, Kansas 180, and that surprises me about Kansas because a lot of Kansas is still in a drought. We got Oregon 360 to 400. They're getting more for grass hay than they are alfalfa in Oregon. And Texas 240 to 400. And that's about it. Not much on this is stuff reported to the USDA. I know there's a lot of handshake deals goes on out here in the real world. So anyway, everything varies. So it'll be all right. Get it done. Okay, let's see here. Couple more things before we go to break. The year-to-year milk production for June was down 0.02% at 18.9 million pounds, according to the United States Department of Agriculture's milk production report. Production per cow was steady, and cow numbers in the United States were down only slightly. As we talked about that earlier this week with Dr. Peel, the dairy cattle count hasn't changed a lot in a long time. Low milk prices and high feed costs drove milk production downward in the Southwest, with New Mexico showing the biggest drop of milk production, 7.1% from last year, a year ago. South Dakota made the greatest leap in year-to-year production of 6.9%. So there you got it. And interested in the milk production. So where are we going here? Just a heads up, guys, it seems like the government, whether it's in Congress or if it's the EPA or the USDA, seems like they're kind of starting to, I don't know, it's because the farm bill's coming up or what, sounds like it's starting to pick on farmers and ranchers a little bit. But keep your just a heads up, just keep focused on what EPA is going to do with some of the pesticides, because there's proof that, according to them, that a lot of the pesticides are endangering a lot of insects and other stuff, even some shrimp. So they're working and killing bees or changing the behaviors, a lot of things going on, especially with bumblebees and stuff like that. So pay attention to these pesticides, and because I have a feeling they're going to start banning some more of the pesticides. So try to figure out maybe a natural way to get rid of the bad bugs without killing the good bugs. You know, it's just one of those things. So need to just pay attention, because it looks like the EPA is in the news and starting to make some strive, especially on some of the stuff like where they're applying pesticides on seed coatings on some seeds and stuff like that, mainly on corn and soybeans. So just keep an eye out with that stuff so you get ahead of it and not be caught off guard with that. Okay, let's take a – oh, before we go to take a break, Wheeler General Store break, that is. The new Penny News, as you guys probably know by now, came out yesterday. And on the Today in Ag, we were talking about, on the Today in Ag section of the Penny News, placed up in Custer City, the Lee Farms Incorporated, has a lot of oat hay for sale. Excellent quality and large round bales. Anyway, protein on it's 11.3, TDN on it's 55.2. Anyway, check that out and give them a call if you're interested in some oat hay, which I know a lot of guys have. And I haven't gave a shout out to my sponsors of the show lately, and I like to do that. It's Friday. South Star JCB, Canucks and Irrigation. Matter of fact, they were down at my place, my son's place at Granite this past Monday or last Friday. I don't remember. Anyway, installed first fertilizer tank pump on there that I'm going to use on a pivot. Stock Exchange Bank, the Great Plains Bank, the First National Bank and Trust here out of Elk City and Sayre, the Bank Central out of Woodward, Harper Sanitation Service out of Woodward, County Line Supply, one of my favorite places to get stuff at up at Viside. Got a lot of deer feeders and stuff. And then we got Everett's and Visite, Everett's Welding, SEI Agritech right here in Elk City. And we got Farm Credit of Western Oklahoma, Hobart Farm and Garden, got that going on. And I switched the page. I should have all these. Elk City Co-op, Farmers Co-op here in Elk City is one of the deals. Elk City Livestock Auction, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, Hobart Stockyards, and of course we got Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance. Mickey Lively out of Greer County. Hear him every day. Anyway, that's some of the sponsors. And I don't know if I missed any, but if I did, I'll catch up on them. Let's take a Wheeler General store break. When we come back, I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had a incident this past December. Had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind them. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a healthy.
Doug Gray Auto Group in Elk City and Sayre would like to thank everyone for making us number one. For the best deals on a new or pre-owned Ford, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Ram, Jeep, Dodge, or Chrysler, nobody treats you better than Doug Gray. With convenient locations in Elk City and Sayre, for sales, parts, and award-winning service, we make it easy. Thanks again, and visit us online at DougGrayAutoGroup.com.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
XIT Auctions will be selling a good farm equipment auction Saturday, August the 5th, just east of Altus, Oklahoma. Trucks, tractors, trailers, a nice combine, and much more. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. That's Saturday, August the 5th, 7 miles east and 3 miles north of Altus, Oklahoma. Check all the details out on the web at xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Ooh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, I've picked Medicine Park since they had a vote on the, I had that little vote dealing weather the other day for Southwest Oklahoma. So I'm just going to do Medicine Park. 96 degrees right now. Feels like 98. Dew point 63. Humidity is 33. No rainfall in the last 24 hours. The winds are out of the south, southwest at 15 miles an hour. And sunsets at 8:41. Man, we're losing daylight quick. Today, 101. Tomorrow, 101. Sunday, 102. Monday, 103. And no, Tuesday's not 104. It's 103. Anyway, just hot. Everybody take care of themselves. Heat advisories for everybody, no matter whether they call it or not. Just please take care of yourself. All right, what do we got? Let's check this out. Grocery inflation rate in 2024 forecast by the USDA to be the lowest in 5 years. It's the first in its first forecast of 2024 food costs. The government said grocery prices will climb by a modest 0.9% next year. If so, it would be the lowest annual grocery inflation rate in 5 years and mark the end of a high food inflation. In its first forecast of the 2024 food cost, the government said grocery prices would climb by a modest 0.9%, like we said earlier. And on Tuesday, the USDA economists lowered their forecast of grocery price inflation for this year for the fifth year in a row to 4.9%. The forecast at the start of the year was 8.6. Food prices are expected to grow more slowly in 2023 than in 22, but still above historic average rates, said the monthly Food Price Outlook report. Food prices are expected to continue to decelerate but not decline in 2024. Increases were forecast in 24 for fats and oils, up 6.1%, sugars and sweets, up 8.5%, and processed fruits and vegetables up 7.1%, double or more their long-term average increases. But pork, egg, and dairy prices forecast to fall from this year's levels. Eggs by 11%, and prices for fresh fruits and fresh vegetables should hold steady. Pork prices were forecast to fall this year by 2.9% in a retreat from the 8.7% increase last year. The largest increases this year would be fats and oils, up 9.6%. There you go. And then we got groceries prices soared 11.4%. That's the largest raise in a half a century, with double-digit increases for poultry, fats and oils, bakery products, cereal, processed foods, fruits or vegetables. Anyway, egg prices, we all know, skyrocketed. They're about 32% and due to part of the outbreak of the bird flu. I'm not so sure about that, but anyway. The USDA estimated overall food inflation rate included groceries and food away from home, a category that includes restaurant meals, carry out food, and meals and institutional settings of 5.8%. By comparison, the Bureau of Labor Statistics reported earlier this month that food prices had increased 5.7% over the past 12 months. If you haven't been out to eat lately, it's quite a bit different than it was 4 years ago. Food is the second largest expense after housing for Americans who spend 13.4 pennies on each dollar on food. Most of that, by a 3-2 margin, goes to food at home. So there you go. That's the latest on that. Also, I got a latest email that I need to share with you from Beckham County. If I can find it, where is it at? There it is. This is from the Beckham County FSA. Speaking FFA, it's National FFA Day in Washington, D.C. today, and the state of Oklahoma is well representative up there with the state FFA officers. So good luck to all you guys up there today. Okay, reminders. Have you provided your livestock numbers yet for the 23 LFP program. They've already loaded over 500 applications since mid-April, but have not received numbers from several producers. So get to cracking. If you haven't already done so, please provide your numbers. And there's a link, if you got the email and you ignored it, there's a link on there that you can provide those numbers on there. So get after it. Anyway, couple of notes, just so you heard it from me. Do not include calves that are still on their mama in this survey. Only weaned calves are eligible for LFP. Only list cattle sales that were because of the drought conditions. If you sold the cattle as part of your normal operation, do not include those on the survey. Easy to remember. Guess what's coming up? August 1st. Deadline to submit nominations for the LAA number one county committee election. This is Beckham County. August 31st, I'm going to say this is for all counties, but don't repeat that. August 31st is the deadline to sign up for NAP coverage for small grain crops. Be sure your application includes the crop you intend to plant. And then the next one, January 30th, 2024 is the deadline to apply for the 23 LFP. But hey, come on, get it done. Help these people out. Don't hammer them all at once at the deal. So anyway, they're good to go. I think that's it. They got some other stuff in there, but nothing that to explain on the radio and confuse people more. How's that? Broadband. Broadband has been a topic for the last 2 or 3 years, and the broadband bill will push internet to every last acre in the rural America. USDA's Farm Computer Usage and Ownership Report revealed in 2022, roughly 18% of U.S. farms don't have access to internet. While efforts to link the broadband gaps have been put in motion, no piece of legislation addresses every corner of the U.S. Current rural development programs focus on connecting networks to rural households and businesses, called the last mile approach. Senator Deb Fischer out of Nebraska rolled out the Last Acre Act on the Senate floor this week with the hopes of pushing connectivity to every U.S. farm in the last acre approach. Producers looking to adopt precision ag technologies need network connectivity to extend for past their residents. They need it out in the field. We all know that. They need to be able to make real-time decisions that increase yields and employ resources more efficiently. Our Last Acre Act will ensure the USDA has the strategy and resources needed to support last acre connectivity. If passed, the Last Acre Act would establish an initial bid application for internet access across farms and ranches, create a system for connectivity devices to be placed on farm sites, structures, and machinery, generate a competitive bidding process for service providers, direct USDA to include census of ag questions about broadband. Kip Edinburgh, Ag Equipment Manufacturer, Senior Vice President of Government and Industry Relations, echoed Fisher's comments, saying the act would ensure all aspects of rural America are connected, from the hospital to the school and from the farmhouse to the field. There you have it. I know they, down here south in Beckham County, and I guess parts probably Greer County, they came in there and just, man, put all this fiber optic in the ground and got it to every house and blah, 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 but, and heard nothing more about it. Nobody's connected to it. Been 6 months to a year now. I don't know what the story is behind it. I'm sure there's some more to it. But anyway, we've got it ran to our house there east of West Carter. Don't know nothing about it. Hadn't heard from anybody. So if anybody knows about that, the studio text line is wide open, 580-225-9697. And had a couple text messages in here. Red ant dope is what you put in the grain bin for weevils. Yep, kills them dead. And then lots of prayers out for Sean. I had 5 or 6 responses for that. And then another person is preg checking in the morning. Hope they have the same success that you had. So anyway, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it was 100% bred cows out there. So the bulls are going to start getting bored here pretty soon because everything's in check. So we'll leave them in there and let them keep doing that. Okay, what else we got going on here before we finish out our Friday? Here we go. Some representatives from Florida and Pennsylvania on both sides of the aisle have reintroduced legislation they say will help family-owned farms continue operating after a family member dies. The Preserving Family Farms Act would modify tax law, allowing farmers and ranchers to pay estate taxes based on the value of their land for agriculture use. Outdated provisions in our tax laws are punishing family farms and causing them to split up or sell the land upon when they have spent generations working and building up. My Preserving Family Farms Act, according to Panetta, would ease the burden on these operations by ensuring that farms are appraised by the value of their business rather than for development. In 1976, Congress created a special use validation in the tax code to protect producers from excessive estate taxes. However, ag land values have increased by more than 200% since then, at least 200%. Supporters of the bill contend that the special use valuation, or however you say that, no longer meets the extended goal of protecting producers who are vulnerable to estate taxes. Pennsylvania families shouldn't be forced to sell or split up their farm that has been in their name for generations, Representative Kelly from PA says. To support the next generation of American farmers, we must do everything we can to ensure that family farms aren't burdened with sky-high estate tax should a loved one pass away. And I mean, I know some families in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas that are gone through this, end up splitting stuff up, selling stuff off, and it's too bad. So the Preserving Family Farms bill has been endorsed by the American Farm Bureau Federation, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and multiple state-level groups. A similar bill was introduced in the last congressional session, died in the Ways and Means Committee. Now supporters are hoping for a different outcome. Yeah, I just can't imagine some of the crazy stuff that's going on. Also in the news, then I guess today is just going to be a national news and not a local deal. The new bill, senators propose a $250,000 hard cap on farm subsidies. The new bill would require recipients to perform at least 1,000 hours of labor and management annually, equal to working full-time for 25 weeks. It would be a hard cap because it will eliminate loopholes and lax definitions now available. With the farm bill in mind, two Midwestern senators called for a hard cap of $250,000 in crop subsidies per farm, coupled with rules to limit the money to working farmers on Thursday. It would be a about-face in policy from recent years of easier access to USDA supports and emergency programs that paid up to $750,000 to corporate entities. This bill brings honesty to the farm payment system and prioritizes farming families over mega farms, said Senator Chuck Grassley, who unsuccessfully tried to reform payment limits in previous farm bills. Ohio Senator Brown, who joined him in the new effort. Too often farm program payments have been gone to producers who don't need the support or the people who aren't even involved in the farming. The Grassley-Brown bill will set a maximum commodity payment of $125,000 per person or $250,000 per farm per year, similar to the current limit of $125,000 per farmer, with spouses automatically eligible for subsidies. The bill would require recipients of the to perform at least 1,000 hours of labor and management annually, equal to working full-time for 25 weeks. Anyway, Congress has tried since 1987 to access the federal farm subsidies, but there are many ways to evade the rules, according to them. Accountability, the Government Accountability Office, a congressional agency, said in 2018, farming operations received $651,000 in subsidies. In 2012, with 16 of its 22 members claiming they provided active management. There you go. See you at the fishing derby in the morning. I'm going to be your official scale guy. Don't be bringing fish in there with weights in them. We're going to take you down, handcuff you. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, you guys have a wonderful weekend. This is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Kicking it with your best buds. That's what country sounds like. 96.